Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to Mama Shar's house, y'all. Be prepared to laugh, cry, pee your pants, or puke, as you just never know what's going to happen. So sit back, relax, and find your frequency. Here's the woman of my dreams, Mama Shar.
Hey. Welcome to Mama Shar's house, y'all. It's a Monday edition of the Quirky World of Mama Shar. So since it is Monday, I have to do a few disclaimers before we start this program. Number one, my MacBook Pro decided not to play today, so my studio is on my iPad. So number one, if you hear Uptown Funk kick in, just kind of dance with me because that means my iTunes just kicked in. If you hear a song, I finally found my Hallelujah kick in. That's my iPhoto kicking in because I just did a dance video to that song. So y'all just play along with me. And number two, I got two sister kitties that somebody pissed in their Wheaties this morning, and I don't know what's going on. So if you hear a cat fight in the background, just ignore it, okay? Welcome to my world. Okay, I am so excited about today. I have a great guest, Ms. Callie Gilbert of CallieGilbert.com. That's CallieGilbert. And I met Callie several years ago at a writer's retreat. And since then, I've had the honor of following her tenacious journey, to which we'll touch a little bit today about. But mostly, I want to highlight her ability to write and write very well. Callie Gilbert is one of those people that will wow you every day. She is so passionate about what she does. She studies and she researches for her projects, and I believe that's why she has been on TV, radio, bestsellers list, awards, out the kazoo, and is climbing her passion ladder at a fast pace. So typically, I read a bio, but you can get that bio, like I said, at CallieGilbert.com. So I thought today, since she is a multi award-winning bestseller author, I'd read just a couple of tidbits from reviews of other people about her work. One of them says, reading the book It's Simply Serendipity by Callie Gilbert is a gift everyone should give themselves. It's a breezy, well-written tale of discovering rock bottom, never giving up, and triumphing. But don't think it's as shallow as a 1950s B-movie out of Hollywood. The author's spirit dances off every page and will have your spirit dancing right along. Another one says, Callie Gilbert wrote such a truly inspiring book that I read it in one swing. In stark contrast to her former life, where she had a nice corporate job and more money than she ever dreamed of, Callie Gilbert made a big decision, a decision to find her true voice and passion. Another one, which I think is my best, this is an unusual book. At first, it seems to be a simply biography of a challenging time in the author's life, which in itself is an interesting, engaging, and moving story that trips along nicely. Though as you read, something happens. There's a change taking place in your mind, in your thoughts, in your mindset and behavior. Throughout the story, something deeper is hinted at, and the book doesn't disappoint. So without further ado, I would like to introduce you guys to Callie Gilbert, photographer, filmmaker, author, photographer, loves to beach. I can't even tell you guys what an amazing little woman this is. And again, I met her at a writer's conference, and there's nothing better than following somebody who takes what they've learned and puts it in motion. Because a lot of people, as an author, they write one book and then they don't do anymore. But Callie's not one of those girls. Are you with me, baby girl?
I am. Happy to be here, oh. Mama Char.
Yay. I was looking back on my calendar. It's been like a year and a half since you were on the show. And
yeah,
there's been so much happen for you in that year and
a half. It's been incredible. It really has. I mean, 5 years ago, I think, did I even live that life? And even a year ago, it's like, I know I'm not the same person I was then. And it's amazing growth, amazing accomplishments. I feel so blessed every day to wake up and do precisely what I'm truly passionate about. And also in return to be able to support others. I mean, I think that's what makes it the most fulfilling for me.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I agree. Well, now I know your new program is called Serendipitous Souls Mastermind for heart-centered women who want to get their story into the world while fulfilling their dream to become an author. Now, why did you choose the word mastermind?
Yeah, mastermind to me means, you know, I'm delivering what I call a strategic plan. This is not something to just say, okay, let's get together and put a book out. I'm really going to provide these women with the exact plan and strategies and techniques that I use to publish 7 bestsellers. And so we're going to really dig deep into the work that it takes, but also in discovering about ourselves, about one another, about, you know, what's holding us back, what limiting beliefs and fears are holding us back from really becoming the women that we ultimately are meant to be, and to be able to write those books from that place. And I think that's why I've entitled it a mastermind.
Awesome. Well, I know, again, like I said, international best-selling and award-winning author, photographer, filmmaker, entrepreneur. Why did you decide to become a coach? Why add that to your resume?
I love to teach. I'm a former figure skater, and, you know, growing up in the skating world, coaches were everything. And when I finished skating, I actually also coached, and I found it so fulfilling to be able to take something that I was so passionate about that I grew up loving, and watching someone else blossom and bloom doing what they were truly passionate about. And so that's what I really want to do with these authors. I know what it's like to hold a book in your hand with your name on it for the first time. It's such an exhilarating feeling. And to be able to share that with others and see, you know, that and mix that with others is, to me, the ultimate.
I so totally agree. And I know, like I said, you and I met at a writing conference, okay?
Yeah.
The Sinclair's Writing Conference years ago. But it's like so many people, we know everyone has a story. Everyone has something that someone else can resonate with. They've always thought about putting out a book. I talk to so many people, and I can't tell you how many times I say, well, you should write a book. You should write a book. You should write a book. Because I'm interested in just what little bit I hear through our communication. But you have an extraordinary rags-to-riches story. So how much of your life lesson, which if they really want to do it, they can read, they can download it, it's simply Serendipity, and you can find Callie's fantastic full story there. But how much of your life lesson are you going to be bringing to this mastermind group?
Yeah, quite a bit. In Serendipity, I actually created a 4-step formula to manifesting anything that you want. And I use that formula every single day of my life. It's how I've achieved everything that I've created. And it's amazing, though, the mindset shift that has taken place over the last 5 years for me personally, and seeing what was important back then, what is important now, and how much more it's about really becoming in tune with who I am at my authentic core. And I think that's so important when trying to write a book from a personal perspective. And regardless of what type of book it is, it's your voice. And you want that voice to be, you know, come across as very authentic. And so I'm teaching that formula, but I'm also teaching what to do when fear comes up, when limiting beliefs rise, because they still do for me every day. And it's a matter of now recognizing them and being able to say, okay, I see that, but, you know, you're no longer really serving me here, because I have a dream, I have a passion, I have this end result that I see I want to get to. And I'm going to do it regardless. So it's really taking that ultimate leap of faith in everything that you do to reach the dream that you're really longing for.
Man, that sounds cool. Now, I know I did look at the PDF you sent me of all this mastermind, but I'd like for you to tell us, the listeners, what should they expect from the Serendipitous Souls Mastermind program?
Sure. So it's through an application process. So right now, applications are coming in. I will weed through them. I'm only accepting 8 women. 8 is my lucky number. It always has been. And I thought, okay, let's do this. Let's work with a small core of women, heart-centered women. That's really what I'm looking for, that have a story to tell and that will really make an impact on the world. And that's really what I'm looking for. So application process, once the applications come in, the decision will be made. The deadline is actually Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 20th at 12 p.m. Pacific. The weekend will be going through everything, you know, reading about what everyone is hoping to do, what their dreams are, what their fulfillment, you know, why they're the ones to write this story. And I think that's very important, because anyone can say, I want to write a book, but it's why you and why now. That's, I think, is crucial. And then the announcement will come on Monday, the 22nd, of the 8 that I've selected. And then we're going to go on an 8-month journey, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to start next month in March. And once they're selected, I will send out a welcome package, which will include my Serendipity and my Pearl book, so that they can really learn exactly what I've gone through, but also an anthology of other inspiring stories from others who have, you know, experienced, you know, transformational journeys. And to give them really an idea of different avenues they can go to, you know, to when they're releasing their story into the world, as well as some other things. They're going to get an action guide, which will be the complete step-by-step process of what we're going to do throughout the entire journey, a journal that they can keep track of the entire journey along with us, and some other surprises. So that is the first thing that will happen, is they'll receive this welcome package. We'll also have then monthly webinars via Zoom, where we'll gather as a group and we will learn more about each other and the projects, the books that we're working on. And the cool thing about it, though, I think, is that I'm actually working on my 8th book. And so I will be going along this journey with everyone else. So it's not like I'm going to be like holding hands, but we're all going to be supporting one another, holding each other accountable. And I think that's so important, is really to have your tribe there to support you along the way. It makes such a difference to really share your dream with others, because I think that really adds energy and adds power to it. So monthly webinars. And then 2 live weekend retreats, which I'm so excited about. The first one will be in July, and that will take place on Coronado Island, which is one of my homes. And I'm very excited to share the island with everyone. We're going to have a welcome dinner at the Hotel Del Coronado, and it's going to be strategy sessions, full-day strategy sessions with breaks for meals, and then time to allow, you know, everyone to really look around the island and to, you know, get an idea of, you know, the place that, you know, this amazing setting. And I think everything has to do with setting. I've been very blessed to write my last book basically on the beach, and it's been wonderful. And I remember writing Pearl and thinking, wow, wouldn't it be nice if everyone could do this, you know, so go to the beach house in the morning and sit there and watch, you know, people running along the beach and writing this book. So I wanted to be able to show others a way of exiting that as well. So that will happen in July. And then in October, we'll have the second retreat, the autumn retreat, which will take place in Santa Monica, which is where I wrote Pearl. And same thing, it'll be, you know, the welcome dinners will be at a beachside resort. We'll have, I'm actually going to take them to the beach house where I wrote Pearl and have our strategy sessions there. And just, it's going to be an amazing time to really come together as a group. And as you know, when we met, you know, being together as a group is huge, because you can really, you know, face-to-face time and being able to share your dreams and share, you know, what you're looking for, what you need, and to be able to support one another is really huge. And then after that, in November, December, we'll have 2 follow-up webinars where we'll see how everyone's doing. The whole idea is to really have a completed manuscript at the end of October. So we'll be celebrating. October's retreat is all about celebrating that completed manuscript and then looking at all the options to how you want to publish. If you want to self-publish, I'll show you every step to do that. And then if you want to go a traditional route, that's another option. And so the cool thing also is that I have been able to secure a bonus for the October retreat in that a dear friend, Rick Frischman, is holding his big publishing event, Author 101, the same weekend as our Santa Monica retreat. And I've talked to him, and I mentioned about this mastermind group, and I told him that I would love for my writers to be able to meet him and to get the opportunity to go and experience some of the event. It's a four-day event, so there will be time for the writers to be able to go and experience some of that. And it's such a great event because there's agents and publishers there that would be ready to see, you know, a book proposal and, you know, potentially sign someone. So you never know. So it's really exciting to be able to have that opportunity as a bonus for those eight that are chosen. And it's just going to be an amazing experience. I'm so excited to be able to share this with others.
It just sounds amazing. In fact, you know, I'm like you, I'm just much older. I am a sponge for knowledge. So I follow the cream of the crop. You know, it's like if they're the best, why not do what they do? Why not learn from them? And
exactly.
I can tell you that in all of my research of being an author, I think this is the first one that offers this full package. Not just of support. You know, typically when you take these courses, you get support. There's no doubt that you get a private Facebook page and, you know, every now and then you get a call in and everybody comes together. But you are absolutely spot on about the energy that we all need, even though we don't know that we want it yet. We need
exactly.
it in our souls to feed off one another. And there's something about, I don't want to say misery loves company, but there's something about that camaraderie of when you're in that writer's block or you're in a funk and you really don't want to write today, but you know you need to write today, to know that, number one, you're not alone, that some
exactly.
of the best writers out there do the very same thing. They get in a funk and they have writer's block. But number two, that you have a group that you can count on to either hug you when you need it or kick you in the butt when you need it, you know,
absolutely.
To move you forward. And, you know,
absolutely.
I am all things California. I love Hotel Del Coronado. They just don't make them like that anymore.
No.
You know what I mean?
When
you walk in and you see that staircase,
yeah.
you feel like you're kind of like blown back in time. And the elevator itself, it's like, yes. I love that place.
It's amazing. And I feel so blessed to be able to call these two places home. And so it was like, what better place to show off to these amazing women? And we will have a Facebook group as well. And so it's, you know, a place where, you know, every day, you know, come and say, you know, this is what I'm looking for. You know, this is what I'm working on. How does this cover look? You know, test market. It's a wonderful thing to test market because that way you get input and slight changes can make the difference in the world. I've just wrapped up the San Francisco Writers Conference where I spoke and sat on these amazing panels and showing off my cover of Pearl. I've never gotten more a positive response, you know, and I test marketed it, you know, and it was like, okay, one little change just made all the difference in the world. So it's really important, I think, to have that place, to have that outlet to say, okay, you know, this is what I'm working on. This is what I'm doing. And then when they get ready to launch their books, they have someone to, you know, partner with to then release, you know, the news of the launch to, you know, massive amounts of people, which is, I think, is very exciting because you're not doing it on your own. You've got this whole group of now, you know, your tribe that's there to support you every step of the way.
Absolutely. Okay, well, now, all the fantastic support and the guidance and the two retreats and getting a book done by the end of 2016, that's enough to get me interested, okay? But what about if there was, do you have any kind of nugget that you would give someone that's riding the fence, that's indecisive, it's like, yeah, I know my what, I know my why, but, I mean, what would you say to them?
Yeah, you know, what I run into a lot, and I think it's very normal and it's very understanding, is that so many people have dreams, and the problem why they stop or they, you know, hesitate is because they don't understand how the dream is going to manifest, you know, and that's really not our job. You know, I think it's so important to really get clear on the intention that you want to manifest, whether it's a book, whether it's, you know, a new home, a new relationship, anything, and then do your part and then release it. I mean, really surrender to what will be and allow things to happen in the right time, in the right way. The way I've manifested things, I would have never imagined they could have turned out that way, but they did. And I sit there and sometimes I laugh because I'm like, really? You know? I mean, it's crazy. My home in Coronado was pure example of serendipity. I went to Coronado just before Christmas. I'd been going there for years and I loved it. And I always thought of Coronado as a great place to retire and a little too laid back for me. You know, Santa Monica to me was perfect. It was the heart of LA, was right there, and I had my beach. But Coronado, I thought, okay, one day. And then when I started spending time there last year, I thought, you know what? I'm like, this now feels right. And so I went before Christmas, and I had the most amazing time for Christmas, and just the community just really welcomed me with open arms, so genuine and so warm. And as I was leaving, I flew back to the East Coast, because I've been on a book tour for 4 months now with Pearl. And I flew back to the East Coast, and as I was on the plane, I was reading about their film festival, and it was actually the inaugural film festival for Coronado, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, I wish I could go, but I'm going to be on the East Coast. And then when I heard that it was the first one, I thought, you know what, I really need to be there. I was on the event staff for the inaugural Sausalito Film Festival, so I had the film experience, and I thought, I'm going to call them, and I'm going to volunteer to help out any way I can. And I did. And they were like, oh my gosh, we could have used you 3 months ago. You know, but they're like, anything you can do, we're so grateful. So immediately just booked the flight to go for 4 days and went back in January. It was amazing, amazing time. Just connected with so many of the community members. I was a photographer for a lot of the big events, the parties at the Dell. And it was incredible. And just had the time of my life. And then the last day of the festival, as I was waiting to get ready to go, I'm sitting there and something intuitively just said, go on Craigslist and look at apartment listings. And I thought, well, okay, but I'm not supposed to move until March. This is mid-January. But I did, because I've learned to listen to my intuition, because it really never steers me wrong. I did. I found this amazing apartment and I thought, okay, I'll go check it out when I get there. So I get there, call the landlord, the number that was listed, and he says, well, I'm in San Francisco. And I thought, okay, well, I'm in Coronado. I really want to see this apartment, and I'm, like, here now. And he's like, well, I have a friend who can show it to you. Because I was literally leaving for L.A. the next day, so this was it. It was now or never. And we started talking, and I told him that I was on this book tour. And he says, oh, so you're an author. He says, well, my friend who's going to show you the apartment works at the local bookstore. So right then and there, it was just, like, serendipity. Okay. Yep. So I was like, we both laughed, right? And he's like, why don't you just go over there and surprise her? And so I did, and we instant kindredship, I mean, hit it off right away. She shows me the apartment. I'm like, I'm in love. I love it. It's 3 blocks from the water. I mean, in the village. I could walk to the Dell. I mean, it was unbelievable. And I told him, I was like, you know, I love it, but I'm not supposed to move in until March. And he's like, well, he says, where are you going next? I said, I'm going back to the East Coast. I'm still in this. And he says, okay. He goes, listen, he says, I will mail you the lease. He says, if you can just send me a little deposit and then we'll take care of it. So I did, signed the lease, mailed it back to him, arrived in San Francisco for this writer's conference. We completed the whole agreement and I move in on Thursday. This is how it works. Okay. You don't so have awesome. To know how. Okay.
You just have to know why.
Right. Exactly. I mean, we just met face to face 2 days ago. You know? And he helped
me for
months. So and I think that's just so important is, you know, if you really know in your heart that you've got this book, you've got this story that you really want to share with the world and something's holding you back, ask yourself why. And you know, if it's because I don't know how, that's not your job. Really, let it go. Right. And just, you know, I also believe that without action, nothing happens. You know, for my first book, I wrote a quote that said, dreamers paint a pretty picture, yet those who take action create a masterpiece. Because we can dream our entire lives. If we don't do anything about it, nothing's going to happen. It's as simple as that.
Perfect. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so we can find you at CallieGilbert.com, and there is
What tab is it for the application for the Serendipitous Soul?
There is a link for the application. If you go to CallieGilbert.com on the news page, there's all the information right there on the news page that leads you to the link. So, yeah, and there's the application form. There's all the details about the retreats and the itinerary and everything that you need to know.
Well, as always, it's been a pleasure and it's been an honor to talk to you. And I look forward to seeing you in California very soon. I promise
Thank
you.
Thank you. Yes.
All right. And if there's ever anything I can do for you, it would be my honor.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being here, and I'm so grateful to you.
Thank you, baby girl. You be blessed.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
There you have it, folks. Right out of the horse's mouth. No, I'm not calling her a nag. I'm saying she has the proof. She's selling a program that is offering something that it's like several programs together from what I have experienced through my time. And I highly recommend Callie. She truly is the real deal, truly, truly. So before I go, I would be amiss if I didn't talk about President's Day. And I want to say a big thank you to all our presidents, those that set aside to remember the great men, you know, who have led our nation. I know that it was set up for Washington and then Lincoln's birthday. But then in 1971, it became what's known as the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which I found very interesting. They decided to take all these days and put them in the third Monday, you know, of February kind of deal. But they actually did it so that the nation's employees could have another three-day weekend. So, you know, yeah, two sides of that coin, I guess. But, you know, that's a hard job. Whether you agree with them or you don't agree with them, that's beside the point. But when you take on a position, you step up to the plate to do the hardest job there is. I mean, it's right up there with parenting. It's the tolling on you and your family. And I'm sure they all feel at the time they're doing what they're doing, that they're doing the right thing. And so since this is an election year, and we've seen the truth and the not so true, and we've seen the promises that will be kept or not, don't forget to do your due diligence before casting your vote in November. I won't tell you who to vote for because that has to come from your why, like Callie was talking about. So whether it be local or national, every vote counts. No matter who you vote for, you're voting against as well. So just remember that. So anyway, that's all we have for today. Again, thank you to my guest, Callie Gilbert of CallieGilbert.com, CallieGilbert.com. Of course, you can always find me on all social media at Mama Shar Blessed, MamaShar.com. Doing the Ask Mama Shar for advice and stuff like that. So drop me a line over at MamaShar.com. And remember, Jesus said the second greatest commandment is to love thy neighbor as thyself. Y'all be safe. Know I love y'all, each and every one of you, and be blessed. Until next time, good day.